Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, you may remember the Large Hadron Collider, history's largest scientific experiment. It was turned on last year only to fizzle out. After a year of repairs, it stalled again, and this time scientists say the malfunction was caused by what?
I didn't see this story, but my vast scientific background would lead me to believe it was an insect of
some
kind.
No, it was not. Well, apparently someone mistook the 17-mile-long particle accelerator for a toaster.
Someone used it as a microwave. They put their Hot Pocket in it.
You're close.
Somebody dropped toast in
Somebody there? Dropped... Well, not quite toast. I'll give it to you, though. It was a chunk of baguette that fell in. Last week, after facing a year-long rehabilitation, scientists at CERN switched on the massive collider, only to watch in horror as it immediately overheated. Much to their, quote, amusement, they dug around a bit and someone fished out a wedge of crusty French bread. In hindsight, they realized it was a mistake to open an Aubin Payne franchise in the middle of the accelerator.
I mean, could you imagine, if you're working at a place like that, probably one of the most high-tech installations in the entire world, that you'd, like, lean over a railing eating your lunch? I'm just like, oh, whoops.
Paul, to mark the 20th anniversary of the day the Berlin Wall fell, French President Nicolas Sarkozy posted a photo on Facebook of himself chipping away at the wall. Just one problem, though. What?
He wasn't there.
He was not there. Records show that Nicolas Sarkozy was in France that day and didn't get to Germany until a few days later. Explaining the mistake, Sarkozy says that he tried to get to Berlin, but he was stopped by the sign that said, "You must be this tall to tear down that wall." It was a little picture of a border guard, two-dimensional stand-up, holding his hand out there. Now, this incident has now cast doubt on some other Facebook photos he's posted in the last few months. The one of him stepping out of Apollo 11 onto the moon, captioned, "One small step for one small man." And, of course, the picture of him standing holding aloft a Chicago Tribune with the headline, "Dewey defeats Sarkozy."
How about that one where he's standing next to that beautiful former supermodel, that woman, what in the heck's her name?
Carla Bruni, his actual wife? You don't believe that either?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. You can do wonders with Photoshop. And what would she see in him, you know?
The top of his head, mostly.
Last night I saw up on the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.